hey, have you ever had a great idea and you just want to tell everyone about it, but you're running into a couple problems? Like, one, how do I tell everyone about my great idea? Or even, how do I even get this podcast off the ground? Let me tell you, I was in the same boat as you, kid. And honestly, Anchor is the one that helped me out. Anchor is your one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors, so you can get paid for the podcast you put out. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and tell the world about this great idea of yours, go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start, and I can't wait to hear your podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Creators Club, where we bring cool creators in our club. I really need to get like a proper like intro.
I feel like it's going to be 2020 and we're still not going to have a proper intro.
Like, we're on episode like 25, 27, 22. I think so. I'm looking at my notes.
This is technically 22.
I think this is 22. And
I feel like every time we say 22, we have to give Taylor Swift money, but...
Dude, Taylor Swift is, like, my life. Like, if I can marry anyone, it's Taylor Swift and then, like, everyone else.
Like, that's how I... I don't know how to respond to that.
Today is December 20th. I just dated this podcast, and I remember I did that one time, and Ben was like, great, now you dated it. Now it's just going to be old, and I'm like... I am old, all right? Leave me alone. It's 5 days until Christmas, and all I want for Christmas is not you. Not you.
He wants his mommy.
I do. I am so ready to go home. I told you this earlier. I'm ready for home. How's breaking? How's my good breaking friend?
Breaking's good. Breaking doesn't get homesick, really.
Breaking also doesn't live in the middle of goddamn nowhere.
But I live 1,300 miles away from my family, though, so...
In Alabama! Roll Tide!
All right, first of all, it is Roll Tide. You got that right. Second of all, I have never said Alabama like that in my life. And I wasn't even going to say where I was from. I was just going to leave it at 1,300 miles and let people try to figure it out. And you're like, nope, I'm going to rat him out.
Alabama! Yippee-ki-yay, mother!
Okay, that's Die Hard, all right?
I guarantee, did you ride in like a horse and a buggy to work every day? the memes, I can see the memes already in the Discord. Fun fact, if you're not a part of the Discord, links are down in the show notes below. Whenever I decide to upload these, we're trying something new. We're trying this like Zencaster. It literally sounds like a meditation thing. Affiliated links are down below. Just kidding. We don't get those.
Do we have some in the works. We don't have a sponsor for this episode. So just so you know, we do have some like sponsors in the work. And one of the things is I can't have fake sponsors. Like one of the companies we work with doesn't like the fact that we put in fake sponsors sometimes. I didn't even realize people listen to that, but apparently people do. So I'll be toning that down a little bit. So,
what fake sponsor did we put in?
We did Spirit Airlines.
Why can't they be a sponsor? Spirit, hit my DMs up. Let's go. Like, but we're not. Okay, wait. You're telling me. Wait, which was it? The one that we have already, or the one we're working on?
The one we're working on, not the one we have already, the one we're working on. So speaking of our podcast, this episode's kind of got to go out of order. This episode's going to get uploaded first, kind of a little bit of apology for not having the podcast out. We have started working the backlog of a crap ton of audio. I think it was 80 gigs worth of audio
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have like 80 gigs of audio that I have to go through. They're all separated. I just need to upload them, edit them, and then re-upload them.
Yeah. So we've had some issues and we're getting that situated. So we're going to have it out starting 2019. This episode is going to go out before Christmas, so you can listen to our lovely voices.
While you open up gifts. Like, I want to hear, like,
yeah,
nuts roasting on the chest in fire, however that song goes, because...
No Santa Baby or All I Want for Christmas Is You. Just shut off Mariah Carey and listen to us.
Yeah.
Your family will enjoy it.
Fuck Mariah Carey.
No matter how much your little sister cries, she likes this.
Mariah Carey, if you're listening, I don't hate you. And if you're listening to me, call me, please. You can be on anything. Show. Anything.
Please don't. Please don't. All right. And we lost a sponsor.
Doxed right there for those reasons. Okay. Show. We have a show to do. So let's just do a show.
So, and some industry news on the YouTube side of things. PewDiePie won. Just like hands down.
Oh my god. So PewDiePie was at that PewDiePie versus T-Series was like neck and neck, and then Markiplier came in there, and like Jack and like a bunch of people came in and like fucking saved the day. And they were like, boom, bam, like million subscribers. And then YouTube came in for the win and was like, YouTube purge, and then like removed another 200,000 subs from T-Series. And that just opened up the gates of heaven, and basically that man is pretty much golden. I don't know what the current YouTube count is at, but it's got to be almost at like 1.5 subs, like for the sub gap.
Let's see.
I mean, that man just that. And now, honestly, like I haven't watched. I was always a sub. And then I was like, you know, I haven't watched any of his videos. I went back and watched some, and I was like, God, I remember why I liked watching him. Because it's just 15. It's like a 15-minute show of just pure bliss and stupidity. And I love it. Love it.
I will tell you that I was like, I've never been like a huge fan of PewDiePie. I've watched like some of the stuff he's put out. It's, you know, it's funny. It's good. But I will say, Bitch Lasagna is like my favorite thing. I don't know what it is about that song, but I could listen to it on repeat for hours. I'm probably going to be sick of it in like a week, but for right now, it's like my favorite thing.
So, fun fact, I have access to a VR station, and we were playing Beat Saber, and we downloaded Bitch Lasagna on Beat Saber, and God, it was so much fun to like listen to that and then play it. I'm going to be streaming that here in like the next week.
I was just about to say, aren't we going to get like a glimpse of that in the... from you live?
Yeah. So it's super weird because like we're coming into like Christmas, and that's such a shitty time to do everything. So the way we're looking, I want to do it probably next week. So the 27th is what we're thinking, because I'll be gone from the 23rd through the 26th, and I think I'm going to come back the 26th. I think that's like the itinerative plan is... Yeah, or yeah, come home the 26th and then stream the 28th. That's what it was.
Okay.
So I won't be streaming the 24th or the 25th or the 26th, but I will be streaming the 27th, the 28th, and then the rest until... I might just stream the rest until 2019. Which, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do for New Year's, because I want to do something cool for New Year's, but we haven't figured out. Overlays are still being worked on. Cool shit coming to the stream universe. Ba-doop-ba, boop, boom.
Yeah, the stream's coming along. You got more artwork coming, I know, right?
I have more artwork. I have more, like, sponsor spots. Not just, like, sponsor spots for, like, companies and stuff, but, like... sponsor stuff to like promote like the Discord, Studio 96, the YouTube channel, and like what you and I are doing with that, because like I want to use, there's nothing on that YouTube channel and I want to put stuff on it, and so I'm going to start doing like videos and tutorials on like how to build your stream better, tips, things like that.
YouTube is the superior platform, so that is where I would put my stuff to.
Exactly. And then also, like, I want to do like little clips of like stream highlights and like podcast clips. So like do like a 5-minute video clip. Fun fact, 2019 Breaking is actually going to show his face to the world. He doesn't know that I was going to tell him that, but he does now.
Not until like after October, though. It's going to be really late really late in the year.
Wait, why?
Because we're not doing it until after TwitchCon.
Oh, that's right. Shoot.
They're going to completely forget about this anyway, so we can do it again. Plus, this is one of the very few episodes that's not being recorded live.
That's true. And we're not live. We're not live for two reasons. I'm not wearing a shirt currently, and I didn't want to put one on. that's literally the reasoning. Breaking's like ready to go live, and I like look down. I'm like, my nips aren't covered, so like, no, we're just gonna do it without being live. And he's like, but you always. I'm like, nope, nips aren't covered, and I can't go live without my nips being covered, and I don't want to cover my nips, so my nips aren't covered. So just picture me with like showing my nips, and like, yeah.
Thanks for putting that in every listener's.
Enjoy that image. Now. You're welcome. Yeah. Merry Christmas. My gift from me to you.
Somebody's driving in their car right now, and they just threw up. So send the cleaner bill to Joshua Signeri.
P.O. Box 3535. God. Could you just imagine I get a bill in the mail, and it's just said, you made me vomit. Your problem. And it's just like a bag of throw up, and it's a bill for like a dry cleaner, and I'm like, all right,
please don't mail us your vomit.
No, you know what, no, mail me your vomit, and I'll put it on a shelf, and I'll just put everyone's vomit on display, like in a little jar, and I'll put like your Twitch username on it, and I'll be like, look guys, it's his vomit, and they'll look,
you know, I'm not really versed on like the laws of like the post office, but I don't think you're supposed to mail any bodily fluids. So right now, the show is not responsible if you break the law and mail bodily fluids. I just want to put that out there right now.
Well, you know, you could like mail me your ear or like your thumb, and like that's cool and all, but you mail me your vomit, I'll put that shit on display if you can get it here at least. God, that'd be super. That'd be not only disgusting and gross, but that'd be like, ugh. Plus, I threw up yesterday or last night. I don't know. I wasn't feeling good, and I just kind of like, what? And then I was
sometimes
like,
you right. Have to like even like you feel better after you have like a good throw up. Like you've like it's been on like the verge for like a long time, and then when it finally happens, you're like, all right, I feel better.
No, I think it's because I ate tuna and macaroni and cheese, and then had a pizza, and then a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That might be the reasoning.
It might be.
But we'll go with your one. That way, I can still eat whatever I want, and I don't hate myself, because food's good for the soul. Probably. So sidetracked. Where were we? What were we doing? What are we talking about?
Our next. So we talked about PewDiePie. So Verge came out with an article talking about how Twitch is giving more money to creators, but it still can't keep the YouTube big names.
Wait, Twitch is giving more money to creators?
Yeah.
In what way?
I think the payout's been more, if I'm not mistaken. I know, like, Casey Neistat did like a little part of the interview as well, so...
Wait, where do we have a link for this, and then people can watch it? Because hell, I want to watch it. I didn't even know about this. Fun fact: Breaking puts together the puts together my show notes, and then I just kind of look through it, and I'm like, oh yeah. And I didn't look over these. So when he was like, Twitch is giving more money to creators, I'm like, what? Huh? when? Okay. Cool.
So this is a quote from Neistat. I leaned into Twitch hard when I wasn't producing YouTube videos. I was taking a break from YouTube while I was getting 368 off the ground, which 368, if you don't know, is his production company. Right. So I don't know. I'm not mentioning his name. I literally was just talking about
Breaking Dad also doesn't like a certain doesn't like Jake Paul's brother.
You're not allowed to mention any of the Pauls, all right?
No, you didn't say that.
To talk about is Paul Gross Close, all right? He's the only Paul out there.
I see. Okay, I'm looking at this article now. There's a quote from Tyler from Ninja who stated that he earns a six-figure a month just from streaming and has shown that the platform can become a more profitable place for creators looking to get discovered. Fun fact, if you think growing on Twitch is freaking easy, you're definitely wrong, because it is the hardest platform to grow on. It is not the easiest. I think YouTube is the easiest. I think Twitch is the hardest platform to grow on.
So,
and I would argue that.
I don't necessarily agree or disagree with that.
So, like, YouTube definitely has
algorithm problems. I've seen some people who should have blown up, and it took them a really long time to blow up. Once the algorithm finally figured out, like, hey, you're people really like your content, and started putting them in the recommended feeds, you know, they shot up pretty good. But then again, sometimes it can take quite a while. And I don't know. I feel like you started growing on Twitch more rapidly than you did on the YouTube platform.
Yeah. Well, like the nice thing about YouTube is, like, you can put tags in and you can search for people's content. For Twitch, you don't really search, you just browse. It's like browsing the TV. You just kind of browse channels until you see something you like, and then you stay on it. And then that's literally how Twitch was like. It's literally twitch.tv. It's like a TV. You turn on the TV and you just start browsing through channels. You can pick different categories, which kind of helps you narrow your down of what people are looking for. So if you're looking for, like, Dead by Daylight or Scum or Sea of Thieves or Tarkov, you can browse those channels in that category, but you can't search for people. They do have tags, but the tags are so generic.
People, though, like, if you know they're,
you can search people by name, but, like, you can't search, like, I'm just gonna use a term, like, if you wanted to see someone doing 360 no scopes, and I'm just gonna use Call of Duty as an example because that's just the easiest thing I can come up with off the top of my head. Like, if I wanted to look up people that had clips of 360 no scopes, I can't go into Twitch and go, oh, I want to look up channels that are 360 no scopes that, like, work on that. Or, like, it's hard to do that because it's a live channel. You can search by the name of it. So if you want to look, so that's why, like, the name of your stream does come kind of in close handy. That's why sometimes I'll put, like, Undefeated Survivor, because, like, people like seeing something that's highly skilled. I'm never undefeated. I'm sometimes undefeated, but not always. Or if people are looking for, like, charity streams, or if you're looking for, you know, whatever, you have that ability to search. But the problem with Twitch is that searchability is very hard. Mixer, on the other hand, has one thing that I really like, and I really hope Twitch brings it on, is Mixer has a spot in its, what it is basically is, it's a spot on the homepage where, like, in battle royales, and I'm just going to use Fortnite as an example because it's the easiest one, is that there's a person going through everyone's channel in the Fortnite category, and when someone has, they're in, like, the top 10 or the top 20, so there's 20 people left, they'll pull that channel and throw it into this basically hot seat of channels that are, like, about to win the game, like, really close to getting the game, and then it surges their numbers up. So if they're in the top 20, they'll be thrown into this, like, hot seat or, like, hot spot of other, like, channels. And it might be, like, 10 or 20 channels that are in, like, the top 20. So there's 20 people left, 10 people left, 5 people left. And people love that because they can keep watching, like, now it's like, let's see if they can win the game. And then when they win the game or lose the game, they can pop out, go to another channel. And they really, it surges your growth, and then if people like what they're watching and they like you, they can click the follow button and then, you know, stay watching or not. And it's a really easy way to, like, keep building yourself momentum. Twitch doesn't have that. Twitch has is, like, they have a recommended thing, but no one really goes through it. You always immediately go straight to the left of your screen
and you go down the channels you're following.
Yeah, I can't argue with you on that. I
rarely do people go and look for new, unless they, like, I have like 60 different channels I follow, and I immediately go and look. If I just click on Twitch right now and I immediately look at who's online, and I can go, oh, Landshark is, oh, Hunter TV is, oh, Ninja is, and then I'll be like, you know, Ninja's playing Final Fantasy, Tim the Tapman's playing Fortnite, Landshark's playing Overwatch, you know, Hard Skin Control is playing Grand Theft Auto, or, you know, Taya's playing Overwatch, and I'm like, okay, I guess I can watch this.
Yeah.
Like, I never watch Ninja when he's playing Final Fantasy. I could care less. But that's his time to chill and do what he wants. And I can kind of tell what people are doing. I'm like, oh, you know, Landshark's playing Overwatch. You know, I guess I can watch a little bit of Overwatch. Whatever. And then I watch it.
I do like the categories of Twitch. I'm not going to lie.
That is probably the one thing that saves them.
Yeah. So Mixer, that was originally something else, right?
Mixer?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough answer, because I don't know.
I would love to know, like, analytics of Mixer. It's like, because you see some of these platforms emerge, and I know Mixer is owned by, like, Microsoft, or, yeah, I think it's Microsoft. So they have, like, a financial buffer there, but I don't know. I'd love to know, like, actual numbers of things.
Mixer has, like, their up and coming, which is, like, small channels that are doing big things. So, like, you can see all the up and coming ones. And they do put a lot in the up and coming. Mm-hmm. And that's really nice to, like, watch, because then you can see what people are watching, streaming. It's such a smaller platform than Twitch. I personally am not a fan of Mixer. I give anyone who streams on Mixer a lot of credit. And I think if you're trying to grow on Twitch and you're not growing on Twitch, go to Mixer. Like, go give Mixer a chance. But, like, I like the community of Twitch. I love everything about Twitch. I love the you're going to get more. You're going to get the ability to be seen more on Mixer. But I think the community of Twitch is much more whole. Where I think the community of YouTube is much more fragmented. But that's because YouTube is now becoming much more corporate, and Twitch is getting into that point. Like, the nice thing about Mixer is, like, it's such a young platform. You can, when you grow, the channel grows, like the platform, you can grow with the platform, where, like, Twitch, the platform's already grown. Now you have to do the work to get better.
Yeah.
Like, your overlays have to get better. Your highlights need to be really cool. You need to be using YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, freaking Facebook, for crying out loud. Anything, any other platform you can use to get yourself searched.
It's all about exposure.
It really is. And it's a difficult grind, but it's a fun grind.
Yeah.
Just don't stream on YouTube, people. Don't do it.
YouTube is the superior streaming platform, and Josh knows this.
No, he's lying. He just likes saying that because it pisses me off. You can stream on YouTube for anything other than gaming. Unless you somehow, like, and I say that, but then, like, I'm not going to lie. One of my good friends, Taya, stream. She's got 4,000 subs on YouTube, and she'll pull literally 30 to 40 people in on a given stream. She's got a small footing on YouTube. In my own personal opinion, I tell her to stay on YouTube for the rest of her life. She streams on Twitch, but she doesn't get a whole lot of exposure on it because she's already got a footing in YouTube.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult when you're, I mean, you're not a large creator, but you're not a tiny creator either. And the scale for that changes a lot. Like, there are people who have like 10 million subscribers, and I have no idea who they are.
Right.
You know, which there's probably people, I mean, you can't really miss like PewDiePie because he's been in the news. So
who's that?
Exactly. but there are like Markiplier, who has a huge footing in YouTube. And there are people who use YouTube every day who have no clue who he is. Right. Just say it, because you, no matter how big you are on YouTube, there's still a majority of people who don't know who you are.
Right.
Speaking of YouTube, this isn't in the notes. I keep tweeting to YouTube because, you know, it's pissing me off, and they're like, "Oh, we're not doing the trial anymore." They're still doing the trial. Are they just fucking with me? One, I don't know which one, but they're changing the thumbnails randomly on my recommended feed.
Does that bother you?
It really does. It really, really does. Because sometimes when I recognize the style of for thumbnails, like I recognize Zach Talks Tech thumbnails based upon the style. Most, you know, some of them, a lot of them have like their face in it too. But like when the larger creators, and you can go back in my tweet to find the one I'm talking about. Austin Evans is the one I tweeted about. When I see a picture of him in a thumbnail and I just like glancing through and it's not his actual thumbnail, like, cause you know, their style, I assume it's somebody talking about him or reacting to him. I don't assume it's his actually video from him just scrolling through quickly. And it's annoying because Austin Evans thumbnails always looks like he's pooping.
Oh, cause he's got a weird face.
No, they are. No, the auto-generated thumbnails that they do, it always has him with an expression on his face, like he's taking a dump, and I don't know what it is. Whereas he has, he's, you know, smiling or showing off a product or whatever in his normal videos,
the thumbnail. Right.
I mean, it's just a small thing, but it's really annoying, especially when YouTube tells me, "Oh, we're not doing that trial." And I'm like, "Here's the screenshots. You're obviously doing something."
If you go, can you find the fact that he is doing, like, or is it just Austin just doing it?
No, because actually Austin replied to my tweet, which I wasn't expecting, and said YouTube is doing a trial.
Oh, and then, so YouTube is.
But YouTube says they're not.
YouTube's lying.
Yeah, I don't believe YouTube at all.
I don't believe anything YouTube says anymore.
No. I don't believe anything that any company tells me anymore. It just seems like we're getting hit left and right. Facebook, just fuck Facebook. We don't have a sponsor, so fuck Facebook. Like,
I mean, if Facebook sponsors stuff, it's got to depend on how much money
is going to come with like a privacy notice. Like,
don't say any, you can't say these words. It doesn't say fuck. So that's great.
I fully deleted my Facebook account a while back, like a good while back. Just because the only feature that I actually used was Messenger. Like, that is one thing that I think that they got right is Facebook Messenger. Well, it turns out they were just leaking your shit anyway. So,
see, like, the only thing I use Facebook for is Facebook Marketplace. I sell my shit on there. I buy a lot of shit on there. I'm always looking for a good deal. Like, I bought a Razer Chroma, what is it? It's a keypad or a game keypad. Mm-hmm. It's a Tarva, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Look up Razer. Anyway, I bought it for like $35 and it's like originally like 90. And I love the darn thing. It's the greatest like little thing ever. I have a Stream Deck, but I use that mostly for like, I'm going to start using it for like video editing and stuff so I can just have pre-programmed hotkeys. I say that and then I'll eventually do it when I'm like 40, but like that's why I bought it. Also, I don't have another USB port actually open on this computer and I need a second hub because I just need a new computer is what I really need.
How many USB peripherals do you have though?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, I think. Six or seven.
Are there any of those that you could just not use? Like, what?
Audio interface, two cameras, the Logitech and then the Cam Link. Mouse,
keyboard. Why do you have the Cam Link plugged in?
Because I have it for my DSLR.
But you're not using that.
Not on streaming, I'm not. In video calls, I am.
Oh, because they need to be crystal clear. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Go on.
Well, I just... Okay, so I have the Cam Link because I bought it, and then I wouldn't work. It crops the DSLR really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not... So for streaming, it's absolute garbage. But like for normal like calls, it works fine. So when I'm doing a stream and then they still want to see me, that's how I do it. So like when we did the Jason, when I was with Jason, Jason could see me through the Google Hangouts call, and then I could still stream with the other camera. That's why.
Yeah, okay. I call BS on that, but whatever.
You can disagree with me, but I'm leaving it plugged in. So like I have the, so like this USB hub, do I have one spot in here? I guess I do. I have one spot open. So like I guess I could plug it in there. In fact, I'll do it right now.
Yeah. No, don't plug anything in. Your computer's cursed. Wait till this is over. Everybody say bye, Josh.
bye, Josh.
So
no, I love it. I don't know. What were we talking about? Are we talking about me loving Twitch? Because God, I love Twitch.
I hate you. Tumblr is dead. Rest in porno. And for those,
I thought
you guys, who knew, you guys can't see this, but I actually wrote that in the show notes. Rest in porno. And it's my favorite thing of the week.
You're just happy for yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I very am.
I never knew, honestly. I knew of Tumblr. I just thought it died years ago, like you said earlier when we were talking about this.
Yeah.
And I just never, like,
the last time I heard anything about Tumblr was when Yahoo bought out the company. And I
didn't even know Yahoo bought it out.
What, 2010? So, I mean, don't fact check me on that because I'm probably wrong. So it's been several years since I even heard the words Tumblr come out of anyone's mouth. But apparently, most of their traffic was porn related.
That's kind of cool.
Like, here's my thing. If I owned a platform and it just went haywire and it became a porn hub, I just realized what I said.
You own that. You own that shit. If it's becoming a porn thing, you just,
that's paying your bills. You keep going with that shit. Like, I don't know. Like, my thought on porn is, as long as it's between two consenting adults, I don't give a fuck. I just, you do you. And I just find it very weird because the big controversy is even though, so it specifically states in there that women's nipples cannot be shown.
What about men's nipples?
Men's nipples, like, are allowed, nipple? Believe it or not.
Well, that's good. That means my nipples can be seen, guys.
So go visit Josh's Tumblr thing and go
Tumblr see / Signary. Segnips. That's going to become a hashtag. Someone's going to tweet at me on Twitter and they'll be like, where's Segnips at? And I'm going to be like, oh, God.
And I'm going to
why?
yeah, but they're like terms of service is like very like free speech oriented. And I like that to a certain extent. But here's my thing. You're blocking porn, but allowing hate speech is just disgusting. I don't know. There was like a viral image going around, like somebody like you was searching for different terms and taking screenshots of it, doing side by side comparison. It's like, one of them was like Nikki. And it's like no results. Like all the images had been filtered out. And then they typed in like white nationalist. And it like was some stuff that I won't mention on the show. And I'm just like, that's
please don't.
That's disgusting. Like, you shouldn't. First of all, if you're racist, just leave the podcast and go fuck yourself.
We had someone at Home Depot that was really racist, and he was making fun of a Muslim coworker.
Oh, you told me about
that. And I was like, dude, like, you're arrogance. Like, I get it. You're like 80 years old. And like, my grandparents are very like forward thinking is the way I like to use. They're still old and they don't like tech, but they don't hate on people. Why? Because they're decent human beings. But like my word, like he was just up in a roar. And I was like, dude, like, I don't care who you voted for in the last election, but my God, dude, like, you just don't be an asshole. I mean, like, you don't have to like people. For crying out loud, I don't like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Neither does breaking. Doesn't mean you have to be an ass. Oh, God, it was so gross and disgusting.
Yeah.
The boss also pulled me in the office and like, Joshua, you can't tell old people to go fuck themselves. And I was like, I can if they make fun of a coworker, right? And he goes, no. And then he winked at me and I was like, all right, cool. Good shit.
Josh is going to see that guy back in the store. Go clock out just to cuss him out.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Gross. So. I would. Oops. My bad.
It's disgusting. I hate it. I hate that it happens to people. And I feel bad because like, I never really thought about
it. There's nothing I can do. Yeah. There's nothing I can do to stop it.
I can't change people. Like, I don't know. There was so I used to work for a company that every year as a manager, they would send us to this like building. It was kind of a little creepy, actually, now that I think about it. And we had to watch this show or this movie every time. I'm going to see if I can find it.
For what now?
So it was about this teacher. All right, her name Jane Elliott's Blue Eyes, Brown Eyes. It's a she basically did an experiment with her kids in class over racism, and it's very eye opening. If you have time, go check it out. It's called The Eye of the Storm. It's an old film. I'm just reading out. It's from the 1970s. So. Yeah, I'm not mistaken. It was in black and white. But anyway, very eye-opening. I do recommend you not be racist. It has plenty of benefits. Yeah.
Wait. Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, my parents always taught me to, like, treat people the same way you want to be treated. Like, if you want to be an asshole, you and then if you want to be an asshole, fine. But then other people are going to be an asshole to you. And if you're decent to people, you should be with other decent people. Yeah. So like, I don't know. It's just like, don't be an asshole. Like, it's not that hard, people. You can be mad at people. That's the difference from being pissed off mad. But if you're just a dick to people, especially like when you didn't do anything or like you did something in the past, and it's like, that was in the past. Well, I'm not referencing anyone, but a certain individual knows who I'm talking about, and that person can go fuck himself.
So on some lighter news,
the sky is blue and the grass is green.
Twitch premieres. Is that right? It's called Twitch premieres, right?
Yep. It's Twitch presents. Twitch
presents. All right. I was close. It's close.
It did start with a P. You were close.
They're doing like the original Inspector Gadget, and
I never watched any of those.
I actually. So I grew up watching those.
Yep, this is more you than me, because yeah.
So just so you know, last time they did like one of these, it was Pokemon, I believe, right?
Yes, and I watched so much of it.
I was like a little bitch every time. Just saying.
I do. I cry. I don't cry. I get choked up every episode. Every single episode, I get choked up. I also watched all 20 episodes or all 20 seasons. The first 20 seasons, 15 seasons, 17 seasons. I just watched a shit ton of Pokemon one year. Like 2017, I watched like literally 800 episodes and I didn't give a shit. And that's, I think, is the reason why I dropped out of college, actually. I'm not going to lie. That might be the reasoning behind it.
So So there's obviously a age gap between us. So what shows did you grow up with? Like, what shows shaped your childhood?
Yeah, tell us in chat. Oh, wait, this isn't live.
You.
Me?
Oh. You think back to your childhood, like, what's the show you remember?
So, like, last week? Well, geez, let's see. That porn show was really good. No, I'm just kidding. Tumblr, honestly, it's a great show. Have you seen it? It's all about free speech and, like, freeing the nip on men. Honestly, shows that shaped my childhood. Like, when I go back younger, like, I remember watching, like, Drake and Josh and, like, the kid shows. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. But, like, the kid shows that they shaped your childhood.
Avatar. I remember watching Doug. Rugrats. Big fan of Rugrats. I actually went back and watched.
I love Doug. Sorry.
I've only watched a couple episodes of Doug. I distinctly remember on PBS, I would watch PBS. This was like much younger, but I can remember watching PBS and then it'd be all like all the great shows. And then like Teletubbies would come on and I'm like, nope, click off. Fuck that shit. Or if this is going to piss people off, but I was not a fan at the time of a child, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was not a fan.
Well, we just lost listeners. I was a fan of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Fan of him individually as an adult of what he did. Fan of him individually. Child, hated the show. Absolutely hated the show.
Okay, you have your right to be wrong.
I was also 4, or 5 or 7, somewhere in that age group, but I was just not a fan. I immediately was like, nope.
That show aired for like a long ass time. I just looked it up. Aired for 912 episodes.
I also can remember watching Disney Channel, like Disney. Everyone goes back to the old Disney. And if everyone can remember, what was it? Every morning from like 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. to like 11:45. No, it'd be 11:45 to noon. They would play like the Disney kids, all like the kid episodes, anyone from the ages of like, I'm going to say 10 and under. Everyone watched that. And then at 11:45, they would play the intro sequence to switch over from Disney kids to Disney, the actual Disney channel, like the older children. So from the ages of like 11 to like 18.
You know what's funny? Now that you say that,
I remember them.
Like, I remember the time when like it was like there was no Disney Junior. So it literally,
it wasn't Disney Junior. It was just Disney Kids. Disney
Junior at the time. So right. They had Disney Kids, and then I remember it like playing a little bit of a clip, and then going into regular.
It's
Disney.
It's like a 5 or 8 minute clip because at exactly noon, the first episode of like Drake and Josh, or like that's a Nickelodeon channel. Fuck. I'm going to say Phineas and Ferb, but I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
That definitely wasn't like, from my generation.
It would be like, boom, there's the first episode. Always at noon, it started on time. So like when I had a half day at school, you'd get in and you'd see the intro and you're like, oh, here we go. Let's do this. Or like on Saturdays or Sundays, they would do that too. They would play all of Disney Kids. Which honestly, some of them weren't bad. I can't remember any episodes, but I remember not clicking off. And then I remember at noon, at around that noon time, like boom, it would click on. You
were definitely a little more spoiled with the TV than I was, I think.
Yeah, but I only did that. I didn't watch a whole lot of TV because I did sports. And then once I hit middle school, I never watched TV. So it was only in elementary school is when I watched TV.
In elementary school, like I used to get home. Like we didn't really have cable. Like we were, poor. So I would get home and we had PBS. And I watched Wishbone and I loved that show. Bill Nye the Science Guy, Wishbone.
Yep, I remember that.
I'm trying to think. There was another show that I really liked.
Also, I'm not laughing at you being poor. I just thought that was really funny. Like, what was that? Oh, yeah, I was poor. That's what? Right. We didn't have money. I forgot about that. Ugh.
Oh, the magic school bus.
I remember that.
But Wishbone was my favorite. I love that dog. I wanted that dog.
I don't know that one. That's the
Wishbone,
one.
So it wasn't, it was about a dog. And he would go on these, like, his imagination would take him, like, on in these adventures. And he would always play the main character, and he was voiced. I don't know who the hell his voice might, but. And they would be, like, historical adventures, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Yeah. Good times. Good times.
And I remember another, like, honestly, animal show, but it's probably deleted from my memory bank. I just remember tiny bits of it.
Yeah. On that note, I'm going to leave everyone with that I hated that show. That one show. Whatever that show was called.
Was it?
Mr. Rogers.
You hated it, or you just didn't?
God, I hated it. I didn't hate it. I just never liked it. It never piqued interest. I never, like, loved the idea of him talking to puppets. I can remember the intro. I would always listen to the intro because the intro was catchy and I loved it. And then as soon as it went in to start the episode, I'm like, boop, boop. All right, don't care.
You had TiVo as a kid, didn't you?
No, I don't. I actually don't know what that is. Like I said, I only grew up with TV. Because, like, that would be my childhood TV. And then the TV show that shaped me as, like, a teenager would be Stargate. And I've seen every single episode of that. And that was that's my favorite TV show as a kid. Or as, like, an older
kid. Fun fact, as we close out the show, I've never seen a single episode of Stargate.
Really? Yeah. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I don't care. I might watch it. Like, there's some things I go back and, like, I'm like, this show was popular before, and I didn't really watch it, and I'll watch it. I'm like, I could see why it was popular, but TV wasn't a
fun fact.
Big aspect of my
life. The first season of true, and honestly, now that I'm an adult, watch a lot. Yeah, I'm losing it real loosely, but, like, as an adult, I don't watch TV a whole lot. Like, movies, I do. Like, I'll watch movies, but, like, I don't have the time to watch TV. Like, I just don't. I don't have the time to just waste time.
See, I'm a big Netflix binger, I'm not gonna lie. But I'm really good at multitasking. Like, I can watch a video and work on something. And some people can't do that. Like, some people, it's very distracting for them. But, like, I can write a paper for school, or I could do some stuff for work.
I did that in college. I wrote a paper. I could, like, do homework and then, like, have, like, the TV show I always watched in college was Blue Bloods. I binged the shit out of that. Blue Bloods, I watched, like, all six seasons. Five seasons.
I think
there was five seasons at the time.
Wow.
Yeah, good show. Really, actually, really like it. It's probably, like, my favorite cop show, honestly. And I could have that play and do homework at the same time. But now that, like, I'm not in that college atmosphere, because that's probably when I binged a lot of, like, shows, was in college. Now that I'm not in college anymore, and I, you know, work a full time job, and then I'm streaming and the podcast and everything else, like, I just don't have the time to, like, watch a show and do something. I now watch more YouTube than I ever have before.
Well, yeah, I saw your stats. Like, I'll binge watch YouTube. You watch a lot of YouTube. Like,
Yeah, I watch, like, 30 hours a week of YouTube.
What you watch on YouTube is probably what I watch on Netflix, so I can't judge in that aspect.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Because I don't... I just don't... I don't. Yeah, I don't. It's just too. It's just not me. Like, I can't sit there and binge 10 hours of Netflix. I wish I could. I really wish I could.
Well, another thing is I'm married, so at the end of the night would come home.
Same.
And I want to watch something with my wife because we've gotten to the point now where it's like, all right, we're turning off the phones. We're putting them away. We'll just have a time together. We'll eat dinner, watch TV or something like that and not be distracted by electronics. Because I honestly hate watching anything with my wife and her cell phone because I will just, I have to pause and she's like, what just happened? I'm like, if you put your phone down and watch it, you would know what happened. No, we're not rewinding.
See, my parents do that. My parents were a very eat dinner, watch TV family, and they're still like that. My parents will definitely like my bedroom got turned into the TV room, and then the living room is now just a sitting room. There's no TV in there. It's just a sitting room where we entertain guests. And when I go home, my family, well, because it's the holidays, we'll actually sit at the dining room table. But we never sat at the dining room table as a family as I grew up. I always sat in front watching a TV show, watching a movie. Always did. I can remember watching Stargate literally with a TV tray, sitting, watching. And that's how we did our family time. It's different. It's weird. But like
a lot of families I enjoy those times. Like that. Like that's not abnormal.
I don't think it is. But then I see people like, oh, yeah, we always eat at like the dining room table. And I'm like, well, my sister and I were both in sports. And by the time we came home, it'd be like 7 o'clock. And then either I have to go do homework or Emily's going to go do homework or we're going out with friends. So we just ate TV or we didn't eat TV dinner. Mom would make dinner. I'd eat it. And then I'd be like, okay, spend an hour with the family. All right, I'm going to go and do something else. Yeah. And I still do that now as an adult. I still will make dinner and then watch YouTube or I'll watch, I'll maybe watch a movie every once in a blue moon. Wintertime is usually when I watch more like movies and TV shows. Cause I have more time to like sit indoors because I don't want to go outside in the blistering cold.
People have this like idea in their heads of like the, you know, coming home, doing your homework, eating a meal, like, kind of like the Stepford Wives picture of what should happen in a day. But to be honest,
meet the Robinson style.
Every family's different. Like my dad always worked crazy shifts. So sometimes he worked overnight. So sometimes it was just me there. Like as a 14-year-old, I'm not going to go eat dinner like and then go watch TV. I'm going to watch TV on the couch and eat food off my chest like a savage animal because I'm a 13-year-old boy.
Right. Like same. Like my parents would do the same thing where like mom always came home at like 5 or 6 because she drove school. She drove for the school district. And then dad would come home around like 7, 8 o'clock ish. Dinner would be made by 7. And then we ate and watched TV. And then it'd be like 8, 9. If it's in the summertime, it's still daylight. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go outside and go play. Or like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with friends. And if it's a Wednesday night, like I'd be at church for like youth group and then get home at like 9-ish. I'd be at youth group at 6, wouldn't get home until 9, 10 o'clock. And then would play video games or, you know, sit on the phone and text and call friends or talk to that girlfriend that I had one time a long, long time ago for like 5 minutes and then shut her up because she annoyed me. I'm not salty at all on that one. But like, I don't know, like we were talking this with friends on a couple days ago and we were like, I miss like those high school days. And I'm like, I do and I don't. And I'm like, yeah, like I miss my senior year. If I could go back being 18 again, I would. Cause God, I love senior year. But like at the same time, I'm like, I like being 23, 22, however old I am now.
I liked not having like mortgages and electric bills and a
car. Oh, yeah. Student debt's an ass. Not gonna lie.
Let's go ahead and throw that in there. I miss those days. But other than that, no. Like
I miss my freshman year of college. That's probably my favorite year. Like 18 to freshman year. Loved it. After that, it was okay. Now I'm like getting back in that routine where I'm like, I haven't had a year where I loved it and closing out 2018. Like 2018 wasn't a bad year, but like 2019 better be kicking some ass because I need a year of kick ass.
I agree. We need a good year. We need a, I don't know. We need something, because it's just, this is, it's not been a, it hasn't been a horrible year. Like, I can't say it's been a horrible year.
It hasn't been a horrible year. Was 2017 was a horrible year. 2017 was like everyone and their mother-in-law was dying. It was like coming into the 2018, everyone was dying. And I'm like, Jesus, famous people, chill your shit for 5 minutes. Quit croaking.
Oh, speaking of people croaking, this is a horrible segue.
My mother-in-law just passed away.
Stan Lee's company still uses his Twitter account and post. And I'm like,
I don't like that.
Please, if you want to make a Twitter handle for his company, do that. Like,
I thought because literally someone like was, we were talking, and they're like, no, Stan Lee's still alive. And I was like, no, he's dead. And they're like, how do you know? I'm like, because everyone knows that. And they're like, was Twitter still active? And I was like, the hell? And I looked and I'm like, oh,
yeah, he posted like the other, but he didn't post the other day, but his Twitter account posted the other day.
he posted the other day.
It showed like a picture of him at like a venue somewhere, and I'm going, what? This is, I have to relive this now. Thanks, random person who's using his Twitter account. Like, don't do that.
Maybe they hate it as much as we do. Maybe they're like forced to do it.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, so this episode's out now. So if you're listening to it, congrats, because that means someone put it up that probably wasn't me. So if anything, go to Twitter and tell, thanks, Breaking Data, because he's probably the one that did it. That's it. 2019 better be a good year. I'm probably not going to put a new episode out until 2019. I'm streaming. Follow me on Twitter. Get in the Discord. Cool things are happening with Studio 96 that I'm
Just so you know, copodcast.com/community will take you right to Studio 96. I highly recommend you join. We have a lot of fun in there. We get to make fun of Josh all the time, which is great. It's one of my favorite pastimes. But it's a great community. I would say we have one of the least toxic Discord communities, because Discord can get very toxic on some of them. And we just have some really nice people, and most of them are always willing to help you out with issues. So if you have questions about, you know, Adobe Premiere or anything like that, or what should I do to get started with streaming or anything, just come ask. We're nice people. We don't bite.
I do. They don't. Honestly, I love it. So get in, get typed. I think I'm going to go make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So
sounds good. I'm probably going to go to bed.
All right. Fair enough. Right. Chat, viewers.
There's no chat.
I love you.
Listeners, love you. Right. Bye.